All seems set fair for the Fosdykes, with Albert sweeping the skies of France, adding daily to his score, while soldier brother Tom is safe as a POW guard behind the line. At home, however, an unwelcome visitor casts an ugly shadow over the Fosdykes. Roger Ditchley, arriving unannounced, is run down by one of their vans outside the family residence and confined to bed in the master bedroom under doctor's orders. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
Tell you, Becky, I don't like the idea of that man under our roof.
No more than I do, Joss, but what else could we do? If only you'd got rid of him right away, Victoria.
I'm sorry, Mother. Seeing him again, it brought back so many memories.
Well, what's done is done, but the sooner he's out of here, the better. What did the doctor say?
Henry says as soon as he's able to walk, he can go.
Well, that could be sooner than we think. I heard him up and prowling round the bedroom this morning.
Up already, eh? I suppose he was poking his nose into... Oh, no.
What is it, Joss?
The safe's in that bedroom with all our most confidential papers, including... I've got to get up there right away.
Oh, Joss, how nice of you to come and visit me.
Never mind you. I want to see...
Ditchley, why is this safe open?
Oh, were you looking for these?
Give me those.
They make interesting reading.
How did you open that safe?
Oh, come now, Joss. I've known the combination of that safe was my father's birth date since I was knee-high to a ferret.
Those are private papers.
Not anymore. I feel it's my duty to pass these on to the government. A contract drawn up and signed during the war between Fosdyke Tripe and Schmidt's Sausages of Berlin. Trading with the king's enemies.
I can explain. There's no need to tell
don't
him.
Don't worry, Fosdyke, your secret's safe with me. Provided, of course, that you pay for my discretion. Shall we say £10,000?
£10,000?
I said say it, Fosdyke, not shout it. Oh, and incidentally, I shall be sleeping permanently in this room, so clear your rubbish out. And in future, call me Master Roger. If I have any other unreasonable demands, I'll let you know. And you'd better let the rest of your family know. Especially Albert.
Thank you. And one last question, Squadron Leader Fosdyke.
Yes.
Our readers are eager to know, what exactly is your attitude to von Richthofen?
Well, it is my sworn intention to blast that cruel, heartless, heathen Hun out of the skies forever.
Yeah.
Which reminds me.
What?
I haven't seen him for a couple of days. I hope he's not ill.
Eh?
I better fly over and see him. If you'll excuse me.
Milgew, warm up my kite.
Halt! Hands up, Engländer! You are my prisoner! Himmel! It's Fosdyke!
Don't shoot, old chap. Just dropped in to make sure the Baron's all right. I haven't seen him for ages.
Ah, most kind, Herr Fosdyke. He is indeed, as you say, under the wind. He will be most pleased to see you.
Yeah, will you accompany me to his quarters?
Oh, delighted. Fill up the kite for me, will you, old chap?
Jawohl.
Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, a slight cold, a sore throat, and 6 bullet wounds in the leg.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sure your visit will be a great tonic to him. This way, if you please.
Hello, old boy. Nice to see you. Welcome to my flying circus.
Oh, he is standing on my foot.
You must forgive Hermann. He's one of the elephants. My little joke.
I've just dropped by to inquire into your health. I've missed you these last few days. But as you seem to be...
Oh, don't worry. My doctor says I can fly again in 3 weeks, so I'll see you in the morning. Some schnapps before you go?
No, I must be off. They worry about me if I'm late, you know.
Thank you for your courtesy, Herr Fosdyke. Do you prefer to fly back to your lines alone, or would you like some of my men to ambush you over Arras?
Well, if you like, but it won't be the same without you.
Very well. You have 10 seconds from now.
He's a good sport, von Richthofen. Mind you, my crate's acting a bit sluggish today. It took me at least 10 minutes to dispose of all 40 of them. I wonder what... Oof! What's this under my seat? Well, isn't that civil? A crate of champagne. And a note. In case of fire, all the best, von Richthofen.
I tell you, Nobby, it was a bit of a shock. Last night I'm in this cushy number at the POW camp, and now, because of the big push, here I am out on patrol in no man's land.
Quiet back there. We're getting close to the Huns' trenches.
Well, if they can hear us talking above this noise, they've got good ears.
Best keep it down now, Fossey. All right, men, spread out and keep quiet.
Nobby? Nobby? Where is everybody? Nobby! Anybody? I can't see anything. I can't hear anything. Is there anybody there?
Over here!
Where?
Over here!
Keep talking.
This way?
Yes.
That's it.
Now, just a minute.
Over here?
Yes. Ah, right. I've got you.
No. We have got you. Hands up, Tommy.
Tom, if you don't mind.
What's all this about Master Roger Ditchley?
That's what he's to be called in future, Becky.
I'm not calling him that.
I think we're going to have to, love.
I'll have my dinner in bed now, so... Nip out and get me some champers, will you, Fosdyke?
What's up with you, Joss? Do something positive.
Right.
Ow!
That was pretty positive. Good night, everyone.
Ooh, Joss, you've never hit me with your fist before. Tripe shovels, lunch pails, but never your fist.
Sorry, Becky, but we've got to do what he says. He's found the Schmidt contracts and he's blackmailing me. If I don't give him money and lick his boots, we're done for. He'll bleed us dry till we've gotten out. He'll turn us one against the other. He's out to destroy the Fosdykes.
I'm sorry, Father. I couldn't help overhearing. I feel this is all my fault. Oh, if only I could do something.
Perhaps you can, Vicky. I'm sure those contracts are on his person. I have a plan. If you could only get your hands...
There we are. My word, Victoria, that black sledgehammer sets off your green dress lovely. Now put your skirt down. Good. You can't see a thing.
Right, Victoria. We'll leave you to it.
Oh, who's that? Come in, damn you! Oh, Victoria.
Oh, Roger... I cannot fight your animal attraction any longer. Do with me as you will.
Very well, my dear. But what a pity to conceal all those nubile charms beneath that voluminous dress. Come over here.
Yes, Roger.
You little fool! I saw through your feeble plan the moment you came in. Have you no modesty, girl? Cover your sledgehammer. Better still, give it to me.
No, no!
Just for your information, the contracts are quite safe here in my body belt.
Oh, well, just for your information, this Accrington brick is quite safe in my handbag.
Hmm?
Here.
Oh! Oh!
Well done, lass. I'll put these in a safe place.
No, Joss. Let's burn them and forget the whole thing till the war's over.
Right. That's the last of those papers. You saved us, Vicky. Well done. Let's have a drink to celebrate.
Wait. Can either of you smell burning?
It'll be the contracts, love.
No, no, it's stronger than that.
You're imagining things.
I'm not. I can smell burning. Victoria, open that door.
All right, Mother.
Quick, this way, everyone.
No, no, this way.
But the fire's much worse that way, Joss.
I know, love, but we can't be seen coming out of the tradesman's entrance. Are we all here?
Yes. Thank God little Sarah's at school.
Just a minute. Titchley's still in there. I know he's a scoundrel, but I can't leave him to die.
Joss! Joss! Come back!
In episode 11 of the Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Taylor as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. Miriam Margolyes was their daughter, Victoria. David Threlfall was Tom Fosdyke and N. Reitel, Albert Fosdyke. Christian Rodsker was Roger Ditchley with Larry Lamb as von Richthofen. Other parts were played by Trevor Cooper, David English, Nick Maloney and Nick Revel. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.